we definitely have that going on for you. Now, let me see if there's anything else they want to mention. So one moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Lisbeth.
And say it one more time, please. So they're saying, while they're giving me my homework assignment, they're giving me a little bit of time, they're asking you to visualize like holding a rose. To always allow that rose for yourself to be present. So you know, like, I think it was Mother's, I don't know what holiday it was, but you showed up one day with beautiful, may I say, the prettiest flat roses I have ever seen in my entire life. You brought. Remember those? Mm-hmm. Okay, so they want you to imagine holding one of those.
I have one. I just bought a Mother's Day and gave it away, but I kept the one for me.
There you go. Okay, so imagine holding that in front of your heart all the time. All the time. So it doesn't matter what surfaces in consciousness. If you do something that it's like, oh man, I wish I didn't do that, or you have the memory come up and it's like, you know, it's like the rose is going to remind you, but I'm going to love you anyway, but I'm going to continue to love you, but that love is still here for you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So they're saying start with that visualization. Interesting how you have one rose. Start with that visualization in the meantime. Does that make sense? Because that's what they're doing. They're showing this to me again. They're showing the cage, and they're showing the lion, the lioness. Everyone's walking out of the cage. You would be the lioness.
I did have a wonderful experience. I was on my way to my daughter's, and for Mother's Day, my little one was to make us a breakfast, and I was in a light in a PGA and Prosperity Farm, and all of a sudden I have this light around me. It's, you know how some crystal or something?
Yeah.
And I, whatever it was, crystal was, whatever, there's Rika Sato's lights, but I was under that.
Aww.
It was so magical.
Yeah. Well, you are magical. You are magical.
I was thinking about my mom and my you know, yeah. And my kid, you know, yeah. And things, and they all sour me.
Aww.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't see any, I don't have a hanging thing in the middle of my car like sometimes people have. And, mm-hmm. And I thought, I didn't even care to start looking too far, but I didn't see, and there was just, I accepted. It was so cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was.
That's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Okay, well, mom, please. You know, getting back to Joseph's question, you made me think, because I do get confirmations also, now that I think about it. When, I gotta pray about this. What they're saying to me is, when I get those confirmations, the confirmations are not externally delivered. They're actually self-delivered, is what it is, what they're trying to help you with. Okay, made me wonder. Okay, so we're gonna try again. one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
So is there something new that you want to try, that you've been looking at doing, experimenting with, like testing a skill, trying out a skill, doing something new and different besides showing up here? Is there something you like? Is there something you're good at? Nothing comes to mind. That's okay. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Spirit's trying to get you to advance, goodness, how do I say this to you? Do you have like a hobby that, wait a minute, let me see if I can get something. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Julie.
You have untapped potential. I'm going to say it that way. You have a skill that's sort of like lying dormant, but you have been shown it before. So I don't know. You may have been at a party and just for fun you gave readings and you haven't done it in 30 years. I don't know, but it's something that's like dormant. Spirit's helping you unlock it, open it up. Do you paint? Do you give readings? Do you do something that you just kind of don't take seriously, but...
You know, I've been trying to tap into, like, I can feel people, I can feel energies.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that scares me.
Okay, and why does that scare you?
I don't know.
You don't know,
like,
okay.
I pray every morning and I always get affirmation that God heard what I said. I always get like this overwhelming feeling and...
Awesome.
So I feel all that.
Okay.
I'd like to tap into more of that.
Okay.
But it scares me a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know why.
And you don't know why. And say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
I feel like you're opening a door. Like, I want to say it's not even, oh, in 6-8 months time, maybe you'll open a door. To me, it's more like the door is opening. And I do feel like you're going to be very successful. Oh, Lord. I know, Julie, you've said your name probably 10 times already, but would you say it just one more time, please?
Julie.
I see golden coins attached to it also. And you don't know why it scares you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sometimes I could, like, like my mom's sick,
mm-hmm.
and she got shingles really bad, and it went on the inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times where I've done Kabbalah and I've done a lot of things, but I went over there and I, like, touched her
mm-hmm.
and tried to heal her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, it's like I start shaking really bad, like I'm pulling all that out.
Mm-hmm.
Of her. So I think I have the potential to help people,
mm-hmm.
but I'm afraid of that.
Okay. And do you have any idea what's fearful about it?
Mm-hmm. I guess because I don't know, maybe because I just get that, like, I have a whole case full of Kabbalah books. I took Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally will, I can touch those books,
mm-hmm.
and I can feel all the energy. Like, I literally will just start shaking like this because I can feel all the energies in those books when I ask a question or if I
mm-hmm.
pray or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm supposed to, that's supposed to mean something,
mm-hmm.
but I don't get it yet.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's that they're answering me or they're hearing me or, I don't know.
And say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
All right. Well, the song that I originally heard was a song. It's from HMS Pinafore, which is Gilbert O'Sullivan. They just use things from my brain, or my memory, I should say. And the song is about buttercup. And the idea behind a buttercup is, if you ever remember, like, a little flower that's a buttercup. It's like a yellow flower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you hold it under your chin and it shows gold color or whatever. But it has something to do with the healing element. Because yellow is healing. It symbolizes healing. So one moment, please. Julie, say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
Well, they this is what one of your spirit guides is saying, is they're actually saying to just they're saying bow out, and the reason is because if the door's pushed too fast, like too much too fast, that it's actually going to scare you more. So they said, you know, just to kind of let it be. And so what I gather from that is the door effectively is opened. In other words, the communication has been made, the transference of energies have occurred already, and so the door is open. And so feel good about that. They're saying feel good about that, feel comfortable about that, feel safe about that. that your abilities have been made known to you. And it's for you to explore that in your own, in the safety of your own space and time. In other words, there's no hurry with it. You know, to kind of laugh your way home. And they're saying, you know, it's interesting when they're watching all of us, or working, helping, supporting all of us, in that we all have, which makes sense, but we all feel the just the angst of it, or the work involved in it. And they're saying that the more that we can simply just relax into the comfortability of our higher awarenesses, it's really all there for the taking. You know, and it's just our ego mind that thinks it's got to be a struggle, and how do I do this, and why is it so hard? And they're saying that, they're giving me the analogy of, I don't know where I've seen this in a movie or whatever, but you can hold on to something like really, really tight, like this. Like, let's say I had a pebble and I'm holding really, really tight, or I can just turn my hand and just have my hand be comfortable and I can still hold it. So they're saying that to all of us, to just kind of, and it's so much easier to say than do, but the more that we simply just relax into it, you know, almost like we're falling back into a pillow, that will simply just open up to all the beautiful energies that surround us. But nevertheless, that contact has been made, and that you have awareness of what you can do. I feel like it is going to grow and multiply, and you will progress, and you will be developing an ability to share your lovely gift with others. Sooner rather than later, but in your own timetable, and there will be a need of transference of in terms of allowance rather than having, you know, that fear. And I do feel like you will be bringing in golden coins as compensation for it.
So is that, I mean, like when I feel other people's sadness, like people that I'm close to, if they're, something's wrong or they're feeling sad, if I'm near them, I can feel that sadness. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I'm supposed to help heal them through that sadness?
I feel like your first step is allow yourself to be multidimensional, because that's what you're doing. You're tapping into your universal consciousness or your higher self, and to allow that process to unfold naturally and comfortably. Because and you're already in the process of doing it, to be honest, so that as you continue to do it, you will just intuitively know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, that kind of thing. But step one is to permit yourself to be that new awareness, because you're already on your path of growing into what they call the new human or the new consciousness, and you're just getting your feet wet in terms of discovering your natural abilities. And the more, they're saying that they're having me use the word natural on purpose, because the more that you can see it as natural, the more comfortable you'll feel about it, and you won't feel as scared about it. I feel like you don't want to be witchy. I feel like there was one incarnation when you were deemed to be witchy, and it wasn't like such a safe thing. So it's kind of like,
I've always had that though. Like I've always been. Like,
yeah. Yeah, well, I feel like there is more to come. I feel like you've crossed over a threshold. Like you may have always had it, but I feel like your skills are going to keep. As the energies keep flooding the planet, I feel like you're just going to keep being more and more of a powerhouse. And I almost feel like it's going to be unavoidable. Like, at some point, it's going to be so infiltrated in your everyday life, it's not even something you can avoid dealing with it. Because it's going to not be intrusive, but just be so obvious that it's like, okay, I might as well start using this more because it's obviously here. You know, it's going to be like that kind of thing. So I feel like it's just going to develop naturally. But it will develop, and I do see you bringing in golden coins.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. Thank you.
Okay, you're so very welcome. Mm-hmm. Indeed, may we suggest this plan of action for all. In other words, to enjoy the ride, to enjoy the spontaneous nature of arriving at your destination. In fact, it is not as cumbersome and as trial laden as may first appear. In other words, enjoy expanding into your intuition, into your gifts, into your readiness to free yourself from samsara, from the illusionary state of duality. Your time has certainly come, and you have arrived. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.